Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. Welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And thanks for choosing to tune in to 3TFM, a wise choice, because our theme for this programme is in fact choices. Life is full of choices, and all day long we have to make thousands of choices, some very trivial, some quite important. And cumulatively, they add up to what makes the difference between our life and anybody else's life. Our choices have consequences, and they shape our life for better or worse. We can all look back and celebrate our wiser choices, and also kick ourselves for some of the dafter choices we've made to our cost. Choosing is not an exact science. We can all make mistakes. Even with hindsight, it's not always clear whether it was a mistake or not. But anyway, since choosing and choices are a very important part of life, I thought it might be a good idea to spend a few minutes thinking about them. Well, that is my choice, and I hope you will be happy to stick around and share the choice with me and find it to be profitable. So, to get us in the mood, here are some folk who have been making choices, starting with Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
And here is Cat Stevens asserting your right to choose what you want to choose.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo, you see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are.
Some of life's choices are fairly trivial, like, would you like chips with that? While other choices are very profound. Do you take this woman to be your wife? Sometimes it's blindingly obvious what the right choice is. Chips, of course, and ketchup. Well, sometimes we have to agonise for ages on the horns of a dilemma. If I marry her, will I still manage to play golf? Sometimes choices become easier the more you delve into them. Let me see the chips. And sometimes a choice becomes a no-brainer, no problem in deciding, because you have fallen in love so much that the alternative choice of living without them just evaporates off the agenda. I would suggest that if you have a big decision to make, don't decide until you've chewed it over and over and until it reaches the point where you've nothing really to decide. When I started as a bachelor, there were about 3,000 million women in the world. It was quite a problem. Which one should I marry? Indeed, should I get married was not off the agenda. And would any of them choose to marry me? I hadn't thought of that. To cut a long story short, I ended up looking into the eyes of one woman, and everybody else was just everybody else. The choice was simplified down to, will I or will I not marry this woman, Patricia? Would she marry me was her problem. My focus was on my choice. When I thought of choosing not to marry her and not to live with her, the choice became so obvious that it was no big choice in the end. We've now been happily married for 25 years. The point I'm illustrating is that sometimes big choices can come down to the point where there is pretty well no choice in it. Of course, it can take a bit of time to mature to the ripeness of that point. That's why we had a courtship for 2 years before the wedding. Here's a romantic song by Alfie Beau, who, for one, has reached the point in chewing that the choice has now chosen itself.
It's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. It's now or never, my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I'd spend a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here again. It's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow it's now or never, my love won't wait.
Sometimes we make the wrong choice and regret it, as Neil Sedaka sings here.
There was a man alone. Takes him down. while life goes on around him everywhere. He's playing solitaire and keeping to himself begins to deal. And still the king of hearts is well concealed. Another losing game comes to an end, and he deals them out again.
In the Bible, we have the very sad story of Peter saying three times that he did not know Jesus. And when the cock crowed, he ran out weeping bitterly for what he had done.
Meantime, Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and this bird comes up to him and says, "Were you no a pal of that Jesus, the man from Galilee?" "Don't know what you're blethering about," said Peter. Then he went out into the porch, and another lassie spots him, and she cries to the folks standing around, "See this yon here, he was along with that Nazarene." Once mayor, Peter denied it and swore at them, "I've telt ye, I dinna ken the man." But mayor of the folk thought for a bit and said to Peter, "Ah, just hold on a minute, by the way. You're so one of them with that Jesus, for the way ye speak gies ye away." Peter started to curse at them, "I'm telling you the truth, I dinna ken that man." Just then, a cock began to crow, and Peter was minded what Jesus had told him. "Afore the cock crows, you'll deny me three times." Big and all as he was, Peter crept outside and began to greet.
Some people, of course, have no regrets for nothing, like Edith Piaf, for instance.
Mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro.
I just wonder if Edith ever had any regrets about singing that thought. I must say I've never heard that song played at a funeral. Surely everybody has some regrets, eh? Sometimes we find ourselves in difficult circumstances through no fault of our own, and we have to choose what our internal response will be. For example, we can choose to be optimistic or pessimistic, up for the fight or defeatist, full of life or dead ducks. I remember facing problems at a time when I had fallen in love and thinking to myself, "I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm too happy to be sad right now." Well, here's Gene Kelly feeling the same way about life and choosing which attitude he will adopt.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. the sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we mull over the fascinating subject of choosing and making choices. Now let's get a bit more scientific about it. Experts tell us that when we make choices, even small ones, but especially the big ones, lots of factors come into our calculations, sometimes consciously and sometimes subconsciously. Just by briefly listing some of them, you'll get the idea. All these influences affect our choices. There's self-interest or altruism, peer pressure, social conditions, fashions, parents, the law, conscience, genetics, hedonism, utilitarianism, subjectivity and objectivity, tradition. Willpower comes into it, logic and reason, the intellect, feelings and emotions, sensing, intuiting, integrity, love, justice, mercy, caring, praying, the Bible, Jesus, the church, your basic outlook in life, pragmatism, role models, examples, common sense, morals, beliefs, and many more factors besides. As you can see, it gets quite complicated when you try to analyse choices under the microscope, but it's quite fascinating too. It's not easy tracing everybody's motivations. It's a bit like picking each single thread out of a complex tapestry. But even if we can't trace all the connections, it's worth keeping all these factors in good working order so that when the time comes, they will serve us well in our choice making. Some people would simplify all of the aforementioned down to this. If you're looking to go at the traffic light on the journey of life, then you need three things to come together that says go, go, go. Namely, ability, desire, and opportunity. A-D-O, ado. Ability, desire, opportunity. You can't proceed if one of these is lacking. Some folks say that's too simplistic. Anyway, we each emphasize some factors more than other factors. Christians, for example, put more emphasis on God's will. What would Jesus do? What does the Bible say? This is not supposed to be an excuse for abdicating responsibility and making our own life choices, but it's meant to be practical, daily, obedient discipleship. Non-believers, on the other hand, find it quaint or incomprehensible or even offensive that millions of people live by a book, whether it's the Bible, the Quran, or Hindu scriptures or whatever. And they find it hard to understand sane people who say, I was praying this morning and God told me to do this or that. As a Christian myself, I find it an unimaginable nightmare to think of living 5 minutes not sharing every waking thought with Jesus. If every choice was totally up to me, where would I begin? Truth is, even the most independent-minded individual lives surrounded by influences and pressures and people, and we're all inside ourselves such a mixture of influences that it's impossible to say that it was purely my own choice, unaffected by no one and nothing. None of us lives in a vacuum. Maybe we should just face that fact and start choosing which factors are going to get most say in our lives. Ian White here is very conscious of which factor counts for most in his life.
In everything that I do, show me what Jesus would do in everything that I do. Show me what Jesus would do. I will not be afraid, for I can always pray. Show me what Jesus would do in everything that I do. Show me what Jesus would do.
On the journey of life, with all its twists and turns, ups and downs, hilltops and valley experiences, we periodically come to forks in the road, or to crossroads, when we have significant choices to make. Jesus spoke about the sheep and the goats going their different ways, and he spoke about the wide road to destruction and hell, with many people on it, and the narrow road to salvation and heaven, with few folk on it. Here's a poem by G.B. Walker from Belfast entitled Two Roads. How often have you stood at the crossroads wondering which way you should go? The road you've just travelled holds memories so dear. The way that's ahead, you don't know. These are two roads on which you can travel. One is narrow and the other is broad. One leads to your own self-destruction. The other road leads you to God. On the broad road, you find earthly pleasures abounding to you from all sides. There are many who travel upon it. You don't have a need for a guide. But the narrow road's gate is hidden from view. Its path is not easy to find. And those who would enter know it to be true that its way is an uphill climb. But your constant companion is Jesus, your guide. He walks with you all of the way. When you reach the summit and hear his well done, all doubts and all fear fade away. And the things that have vexed you and made your heart sore are all in the past, far behind. And the reason for all the things we could not understand will then clearly enlighten our mind. Jesus spoke about choosing to be a wise man or a foolish man. Now here's a thought. It's not just ourselves who stand at crossroads in life making choices. Our neighbours are at it too. And think about this. Even more importantly, our God Jesus makes choices as well. He doesn't want to be God without us. He chose to create us. He chose to give us life, and he chose to make us not robots but creatures who can make choices for themselves. He gives us guidance, he gives us wisdom, and he gives us courage to make our choices. Here's Roger Patterson.
Lord, is it true that you're thinking of me at this moment? God, is it true that you hear every prayer that I pray? God, is it true every time my heart beats, you know it? Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me. Out of all things you're doing on this planet, could it really be true that you've counted the hairs on my head? God, is it true every day of my life you have planned it? Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me.
God blesses us with the gifts of life and free will to make choices in the hope that we will freely choose to respond to his love and that we will love him in return. We love it when our pets freely choose to love us and jump up into our lap and snuggle into us. It's no fun if it's a pre-programmed robot doing it. It has to be their own free choice to love us. And God says, I will be your God and you will be my people and we will be wedded together forever and ever without amen. And oh, the joy when we find happiness in one another. God is happy, we are happy. Oh, happy day indeed.
My answer will be yes, Lord, yes. and dreams that are yet.